KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports this morning on KJN Sports, brought to you here this morning by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks here with KJAN Sports. And first off, the state wrestling championships got underway yesterday at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines for the individual state tournament. And Jim Field bringing you coverage of that live throughout the day yesterday. And he will today as well. Our first report coming up later on here this morning at around 10:20, so you can hear that as we get recapped and get you set here for day two of action. Last hour I mentioned all the wrestlers that had moved on and won for you in the first round or in consolation action, and here this hour we'll just give you a brief recap of how the team standings look. In Class 2A, Davenport Assumption in the top spot with 30 team points, followed by West Delaware Manchester with 23. Charles City has 22.5 in third place, Minneapolis with 20 in fourth, and Union LaPorte City in fifth place with 13.5 team points. Creston Orient and Maxburg sitting in 10th with 11 team points. And Atlantic is in tie for 30th with 5 team points up on the board there in Class 2A action. Also taking a look here team-wise in Class 3A, Southeast Polk leading the way with 33.5 team points. Cedar Rapids Prairie in second with 25. Bettendorf in third with 23.5. Linmar Marion in fourth with 23. And Waverly Shellrock in fifth with 22 team points. Council Bus Thomas Jefferson, the highest area team, at 11th right now in the team standings with 13 team points. Also in Class 1A, Alburnett leads the way with 28 team points. Woodbury Central is in second with 18.5. Emmitsburg and West Marshall both have 17 and a tie for third. Fifth place, West Hancock with 16 team points, and Fort Dodge St. Edmund in sixth with 13 team points as well. Locally, Underwood is up there, as well as Panorama. Panorama in tie for 8th right now with 11 team points. Underwood in 12th place with 9.5 team points. Audubon in 16th with 8 team points up on the board there in wrestling action. You can look at all of those results, both the individual match results and also the team standings on our website by going to KJN.com and going to the sports page. Again, we'll have live coverage throughout the day for you as Jim Field will bring you those live updates throughout the day. First one coming your way at 10:20 here this morning. Then we'll have reports at 11:35, 1:35, 4:30, 6:30, 7:30, 9:30 at a halftime. Our 7:30 halftime of our basketball game tonight, then 9:30 and 10:30 to wrap up the late session here this evening. And you can catch all those here on the radio at AM 1220, FM 101.1, on the web as well at KJN.com as we're streaming live, and you can catch that stream on our mobile apps as well for the iPhone or Android platforms. Taking a look now at basketball scores for you from last night, a couple of regular season games to finish up the year for some 3A schools. Harlan was a 70-51 winner over Carroll. Norwalk defeated ADM by a score of 68-47. 1A district quarterfinal round action last night as teams had to win to move on in the postseason. Ankeny Christian Academy beat Madrid 59-34. Earlham was a 52-31 winner over Adair Casey. Guthrie Center beat Woodward Granger 63-32. Woodward Academy beat Grandview Park Baptist 63-56. Lamoni over East Union 81-36. Martinsdale St. Mary's 55-49 over Lenox. Mount Air beat Diagonal 59-45. Murray was a 73-33 winner over Corning. Also, East Mills topped Fremont Mills 57-37. Sydney beat Nishnabotna 44-33. South Page was a 54-50 winner over Stanton. Villisca beat Bedford 65-57. Cam was a 73-70 winner over AHST in triple overtime. Riverside beat Griswold 59-56. Underwood a 56-38 winner over Logan Magnolia. West Harrison beat Exira EHK 80-65. It was Arweva over River Valley 77-50. Lawton Bronson 81-28 over Siouxland Community. And it was West Monona beating Booyer Valley 74-47. Woodbury Central beat Charter Oak Ute 70-39. In 2A District semifinal round play, it was Ottawa Valley beating up on Panorama 67-29. Red Oak beat Clarinda 54-43. St. Albert over Trainer 61-52. IKM Manning knocks off Tri-Center 49-44. And Kemper Catholic beat Otobot Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove 57-45. Those all winners there last night in a high school postseason play for 1A and 2A. Here tonight on the radio, we'll have some 1A regional girls basketball action for you as Earlham is at Adair Casey as the Bombers trying to move on in postseason play. 7 o'clock will be the tip time. We'll be on the air at 6:50 tonight to get you the pregame and get you ready for that one here this evening. It'll be on the radio, on the web at KJN.com and those mobile apps as well. In college basketball last night, Devin Marble scored 22 points, and Melson Basabi blocked a potential game-tying layup with 21 seconds left to help Iowa hold off Penn State 74-72. Iowa led by at least 10 twice in the game, but couldn't put away the league's last-place team until late. The Nittany Lions went 0-for-2 from the field in the last 30 seconds with a chance to tie or take the lead, capped by Basabi's block of Jermaine Marshall's drive to the paint. Marble was fouled on the ensuing inbounds and hit two foul shots for a four-point lead with 20.9 seconds left. Penn State had one last chance, though, down three with 1.5 seconds left, and Marshall on the foul line. He hit the first shot. He was trying to miss the second shot so they could get a rebound and putback attempt, but he ended up making it, and then the Nittany Lions had to foul late in the ballgame, sending Iowa back to the line, and then Marble missed the second free throw so that time ran out before a good shot could get off. And Iowa escapes there with the win with that last-ditch effort there by Penn State. It's a game you heard here on KJN last night. Also in women's college basketball, Hallie Christofferson scored 27 points and grabbed 10 rebounds Thursday night. And number 24 Iowa State beat number 22 Oklahoma 72-68 and moved into second place in the Big 12. Chelsea Poppins added 19 points and 8 rebounds for the Cyclones, who completed a season sweep of the Sooners. Iowa State, who won the previous meeting 82-61 on January 15th in Ames. And Nicole Bleskowski scored 15 for Iowa State. The Cyclones' lead never got below 4 points down the stretch. Three players scored 14 points for the Sooners, and four Sooners fouled out as Iowa State was 27-34 from the free throw line as well, led by Christofferson, who was 11-14, as the Cyclones improved to 18-5 overall and 9-4 in Big 12 play. Iowa's football team has hired former Colorado assistant Bobby Kennedy as its wide receivers coach, added Jim Reed as a defensive assistant. They also announced that the departure of running backs coach Lester Erb. No specific reason was given for Erb's departure. Kennedy spent the past two seasons with the Buffaloes after working with current Iowa offensive coordinator Greg Davis for 7 years at Texas. He replaces Eric Campbell, who left the program after last season. Reed was the associate head coach and defensive coordinator at Virginia from 2010 through 2012. Reed also spent 17 years as a head coach at VMI, UMass, and Richmond. Erb spent 13 seasons with Coach Kirk Ferentz at Iowa, the last five working with the running backs before his departure announced yesterday. I'll have more sports after this time out.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In other sports this morning, the St. Louis Cardinals have agreed to a 3-year contract extension with general manager John Mozeliak and exercised the 2014 option for manager Mike Matheny. The 44-year-old Mozeliak will now be with the Cardinals through 2016. Matheny, in the second year of a 2-year contract, is now guaranteed through next year. Terms were not announced. Chairman William DeWitt says the management team shares the same vision, and he praised both managers, saying that Matheny did a remarkable job in his first season, coming within a win of taking the team to a second straight World Series. For a 3-hectic days in Des Moines, Iowans will be too busy celebrating their love of wrestling to worry much about its Olympic future. Roughly 10,000 fans packed Wells Fargo Arena on Thursday morning for the opening session of the Iowa Individual Wrestling Tournament, a 72-hour spectacle that will pack local freeways, restaurants, and hotels and draw as many as 80,000 fans to the state capitol. Surrounded by screaming fans, making state remains special for Iowa high school wrestlers. The tournament opens just days after the International Olympic Committee decided to cut the sport out of the Olympics in 2020. Governor Terry Branstad is launching a campaign to keep wrestling an Olympic sport after the International Olympic Committee announced its recommendation to drop it. Branstad will be joined at a Friday news conference by Olympic wrestling gold medalist Dan Gable, University of Iowa Associate Head Coach Terry Brands, and University of Northern Iowa Wrestling Coach Doug Schwab. They'll gather at the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament to kick off their campaign called Let's Keep Wrestling. Branstad and each member of Iowa's congressional delegation have signed a letter they will send to the IOC on Friday morning describing the importance of wrestling to Iowans and the Olympics. Representative Bruce Braley on Thursday noted it would be an absolute shame if young Iowans could not live their Olympic dream. Moving on to other sports for you from last night. In the final game before the NBA All-Star break, the L.A. Clippers mauled the Lakers 125-101 behind Chris Paul's 24 points and 13 assists in advance of Sunday's All-Star game in Houston. The loss drops the Lakers 3.5 games out of the final playoff spot in the Western Conference. LeBron James had 39 points, 12 rebounds, and 7 assists, and the Miami Heat beat the Oklahoma City Thunder for the 6th straight time, 110-100. James had his streak of scoring at least 30 points while shooting at least 60% end, as he missed a couple of shots near the end to wind up 14 of 24 for the game, or 58%. Spokesman for the L.A. Lakers and Jerry Buss are not commenting on an L.A. Times report that says the 79-year-old Buss is in a Los Angeles hospital with cancer. The paper says several current former Lakers, including Kobe Bryant and Magic Johnson, have visited Buss in the hospital. Other NBA scores for you from last night. Actually, those are the only two games that are on the slate last night in the NBA. In the National Hockey League, it was the Islanders beating the Rangers 4-3 in double overtime. And actually, it went to a shootout as the Islanders won the shootout 2-0. And also the final from Carolina was a 3-1 win over Toronto. Montreal got an overtime victory over Florida 1-0. Washington beat Tampa Bay 4-3. Colorado was a double overtime winner over Minnesota 4-3, and Nashville was a 3-0 winner over Phoenix. In the top 25 college basketball action last night, 5th-ranked Gonzaga was a 77-60 winner over St. Mary's. Colorado beat 9th-ranked Arizona 71-58. It was number 12th-ranked Louisville a 72-58 winner over St. John's. 13th-ranked Ohio State won over Northwestern 69-59, and Minnesota won an overtime game over number 20th-ranked Wisconsin, 58-53. And in top 10 women's college basketball, 5th-ranked Duke beat Virginia Tech 77-33, 7th-ranked Maryland over Clemson 75-45. Number 8th-ranked Penn State beat Iowa last night 81-69 in women's play. 9th-ranked Kentucky beat South Carolina, 16th-ranked team in the country, 78-74. And Matt Kuchar opened up 3 straight birdies and finished with back-to-back birdies at storied Riviera Country Club, holding a 25-foot putt on the 18th hole for a 7-under 64 that gave him the first-round lead in the Northern Trust Open. Sergio Garcia is one shot back. Brant Jobe, returning from a serious neck injury last summer, is also 2 shots back. USA Wrestling is joining with the National Wrestling Federations from Russia, Iran, and Japan to fight the elimination of the sport from the Olympics. USA Wrestling Executive Director Rich Bender tells the Associated Press that the group's aim will be to lead efforts to restore wrestling to the Olympic program. World and Olympic champions Bruce Baumgartner, John Smith, Rulon Gardner, and Dan Gable, and 2-time Olympians Kerry McCoy and Clarissa Chun will also take part. That's a look at the latest sports here this hour on KJN Sports, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Oneida. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.